We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Back here on the Alex Dono Show, Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM. We go out, my friends, to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Toyota of Hollywood has moved 2 blocks south of their old location. Get there now. If you heard Hockman today, he was out at the BB&T Center at the Panthers Summer Summit. It's where our afternoon show was broadcasting, and I now go live to our man on the scene there, Doug Plagans, voice of the Panthers here on the radio network. Doug, I saw you were co-emceeing the summit with Goldie. Is that right? Oh, it would help if I brought him on. There he is.
Having me. Great to talk to you as always, and great to be back here on the Alex Dono Show. And yeah, I was out there with Steve Goldstein at the beginning. We welcomed everybody, and then Goldie kept the spot up on the stage. Red Deer, Randy Moeller, and I went out into the crowd, and we were looking for fans. We were able to ask some questions to Dale Tallon, to the new coach Bob Bugner, and to Panthers president CEO Matt Caldwell. We're fielding questions up on the stage, so we were out in the crowd, and overall just a great event and a fun time had by all. And if anybody is in their car driving home from the BB&T Center tonight, we had a really good turnout, and want to say thanks to everybody who made this a part of the evening, because we enjoyed having you here tonight. We thought we had a good event, and it was just a fun time had by all.
It's really cool, and I was sorry that I couldn't be out there tonight, obviously, here doing the show, so it's great to have you as kind of my eyes and ears, because I was really looking forward, Doug, to, you know, the chance to see, you know, Bob Bugner in person. Like, I've heard him do a couple of interviews already on this radio station, but, I mean, how was he up there answering questions from the fans? How did that go over?
He was fantastic, and you know, the big thing that comes up often with Bob Bugner when he talks about the style that he wants to bring in his team and what he wants his team to exhibit all the time, and really the first thing that you notice with Bob Bugner when you talk to him about what he's got in mind is one word, and that's passion. And that's what he's looking for from his team each and every day, and that's what he brings to the table. You know, in his position as head coach, you can tell his passion for the game is second to none, and he expects that from his team, and that's what we're going to get in this group when they hit the ice starting in September for training camp.
I love that. Doug Plagans is joining us, voice of the Florida Panthers here on the radio network. If you'd like to text anything in, 56022 on the plumbers911.com text line. And, you know, Doug, going back to last week's draft, I hadn't had a chance to talk to you since it all went down. Let's start with the first round pick. I was so pumped, Doug, because in the hour leading up to it, in the 6 o'clock hour, I was saying that, you know, a lot of the research I'd done, I really liked the idea of Owen Tippett, all the goals that he scored in the OHL, and lo and behold, he was there on the board at number 10, and the Panthers pulled the trigger on him. What was he like to speak to? You guys had a chance to interview him, and what do you expect he can bring to the club long term?
Well, you know, first of all, he's been fantastic and just a great guy to get to know here, and a guy that, like you, Alex, in the research that I did, and I know that I didn't have time to try and watch every one of the first rounders play on video and things like that. But just going off the things that I was reading, I also was hoping the Panthers would have an opportunity to draft Owen Tippett, and he was there for them. And I tell you what, first of all, 44 goals in 60 games. I don't care what level you're playing at. That's not joking around, and that's what he did last season in the Ontario Hockey League. He's got a shooter's touch. He's drawn some great praise from Dale Tallon. Talked a lot about what he's been able to show here this week in development camp. Talked about that tonight. But Owen Tippett, he's been a busy guy. He's you know, a lot of the media have wanted to talk to him. Naturally, that's kind of the territory that comes with being the first round draft pick. But he's a guy who comes in here with a lot of great skills. And a guy who comes in here with a good track record for a very young player, and you know, the the stats look really good. He also looks really good on the ice. And this is a guy that certainly looks like he has the makings to have a really bright future.
We're talking with Doug Plagans. He and Randy Moeller did a really good job anchoring our draft coverage last week, not only on Friday night during the first round, but also Saturday midday for the later rounds. And I know, Doug, that in day two, Panthers drafted a couple of really good young Finnish players. What stood out to you from that second day, which I know can fly under the radar for some people?
Well, they picked Aleksi Heponiemi in round two with the 40th overall pick. And that kind of got our day started. And that was a guy who, in his first season in the Western Hockey League last year, so his first season not only in Major Junior, but his first season playing in North America, came over from his native Finland, and he posted to 86 points in his first season over here. And of course, that was in the Western Hockey League, and that was a very good point total. And he's a guy that they, you know, the things you hear about him, just a tenacious forechecker, never gives up on the puck, and he said that he loves to make plays, and that's certainly something you like to see, and that's kind of the way that that the game has trended nowadays. Those quick playmakers, but also guys who aren't afraid to, you know, get their nose dirty and get into those tough areas of the ice and wreak havoc in the other team's defensive zone. Those are the kind of guys that have a lot of success. Another Finnish player you mentioned, Sebastian Repo, was drafted, and he's a guy a little bit older, I believe 21 years old, but brings a lot of size, and he's a guy that can put the puck in the net, and he's a guy who's also played a few years of pro hockey in Finland, and that experience can go a long way, having already spent a few seasons playing against adults, if you will. And then the Panthers also drafted a couple of big defensemen out of the Team USA National Development Program, rounds three and round five. They picked defenseman Max Gildon and also Tyler Inamoto. Again, both from the Team USA National Development Program, both big guys. You notice the size first, yeah. And both of them are Division I college commits. Gildon going to New Hampshire and Inamoto going to the University of Wisconsin. So both are committed to very good college hockey programs, and they're certainly going to continue to hone their skills. But you like what they see already. Gildon, you hear about the shot, you hear about the physical edge from both of them, and that defensive ability that comes first. So, again, you sometimes overlook day two of the draft. A lot of the headlines go to day one with that first round. But the Panthers, they drafted some guys that certainly have the tools in rounds two through seven.
Good stuff here from Doug Plagans, voice of the Florida Panthers, who joins us on WQAM. You know, Doug, last segment I was talking about my July 4th weekend priorities. I can't miss the Twilight Zone marathon on Sci-Fi. I can't miss the hot dog eating contest on ESPN. And, of course, I'm going to be following free agency this weekend in both the NBA and the NHL. I know for a lot of people out there, there's major amounts of eating, fireworks, beach days for some. Do you have a 4th of July routine? Is there anything you've got to do this weekend?
Well, I'll tell you what the next week looks like for me. I'm taking one of my vacations coming up here. I'm going to go up to Charlotte to see my folks, but it's going to be bookended by some music, and that's
nice.
That's how a lot of my trips tend to go. So I'm going to go to the Vans Warped Tour on Saturday over in St. Pete, and on Sunday here in South Florida, it's over in West Palm Beach, and then I'll be going to the Charlotte date as well on July 6th. The Vans Warped Tour, I've been to 24 of them.
Jeez.
In my life, so it's kind of part of the fabric of of me. I'm a big punk rock guy, so just continuing that tradition, and then. Would be Sunday, a week from Sunday, on the way back from visiting my folks up in Charlotte. We're going to go pass through Atlanta and see Metallica. I've never seen Metallica.
Oh, that's
going to
be great. So, neither have I. I'm a big fan, but I've never seen them live.
Looking forward to it. It'll be my first visit to the new SunTrust Park there in Atlanta, where the Braves play. I can't count it, though, because it's not for a baseball game, but I guess it'll be kind of a, you know, a recon mission, if you will, for one of my future baseball road trips.
Well, that's good stuff. That sounds like a great weekend for Doug Plagans. I'm glad you get
to. Yeah, and obviously getting to go up there and visit mom and dad is a huge part of the trip as well. Anytime I can get up to North Carolina, so that's what the next week looks like. Action packed and a lot of music, friends, family, and hanging out by the lake on the 4th of July.
Well, have a good time, man, and have safe travels all throughout. You want to follow this man on Twitter, at Doug Plagans, and, of course, listen to him on this radio station every Florida Panthers broadcast. Doug, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And great stuff from what I understand at the Panthers Summer Summit. Bob Bugner, Dale Tallon answering fan questions. Was a good fan turnout there. Doug and Goldie were emceeing with some help from Randy Moeller. And so all the Panther fans who were there earlier tonight, maybe you're on your way home, we appreciate you taking the time to stop by there. Maybe you had a chance to see Mark Hochman and shake his hand.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.